We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya that Chavole, even though it's Milke, even though it's Hischol Malkes, but Mamayne Meshalim and Milke Leiloki. Rav Sheisha Barei de Rav Idi Omar, Chayvul b'chaveiroi nami m'moyne mishalim u'milke loyloki. B'chayvul b'chaveiroi, also we have the same aloche, that even though there was hasra, but m'moyne mishalim u'milke loyloki. How do we know this? Mehoche. V'chi yinotzu anoshim, V'nokfu isha horo v'yotzu yelodeho. V'omar Rabbi Elozo, v'matzish shebemise hakosuv medaber. Now this, yinotzu anoshim, it wasn't a merive of words, it was a merive of mise, that means that each one wanted to kill the other one. D'chsiv, v'im osayim yiye v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh. That if a person dies, if the Isha dies, there was Yinotzu Anoshim, V'nokfu Isha Ora, is V'imosa in Yiyem, V'nosata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the one who killed the Isha, he's Chayiv Misa. Nahechi Domi, now how is it speaking about? Idoloi Asrubei, if it is speaking about that they were not Masrehim, when he wanted to kill the person he was fighting with, and accidentally, Niskaven Lari Gazeh, Behor Gazeh, he killed the Isha Horo. And the Pasuk says that Niskaven Lari Gazeh, Behor Gazeh, he's Chayiv Misa. Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, is Heichidomi. Ida Loi Asru Bey, if it's speaking about there was no Hasro whatsoever, Amai Miktel. So how can you kill him? Without Hasro, there's no Einish Aguf. Elopshita, the Asru Bey. Zarkocha, we have to say this speaking about the Asru Bey. There was Hasro. So there was Hasro for Misa. Now, the Pasuk says, what happens if it was V'nok for Isha Orom, V'yotzu Yolodeo? So then he pays the mevlodis. Now, was he chayiv malchus for this negife? So the Gemara says, umusre ledovar chomo, avi musre ledovar akal. That means he was musre. They would give him a masra. Before he started fighting, they told him, listen, if you're giving gazettes now, now, if this Zetz will kill, you're Chayiv Misa. Now, the Zetz didn't kill, but it was a Zetz to an Isha Hora, so this is the law of La Yosef. Now, if he said that, Afal Pi Kain, by the Hasra Ledovo Chomo, that means he wasn't daunted by the Hasra, he'll do what he intends to do. So that's zicher, adover kal, zicher, he wouldn't hold himself back from doing what he wants to do if there's only an einish kal involved. V'omar rachmone, v'lo yiye osayin, if he does not kill the isha hore, onesh ye onesh. So the raya from Rav Sheisha b'rei de Ravidi is, that in this parsha, since we see if she does get killed, he's chayiv misa sarkochoch, it's speaking about there was hasro, because without hasro he would never get killed. That's yesod number one. In yesod number two, misvara we hold musra ledover chomo, havi musra ledover akal. So that means the hasro that was given to him not to do this pule because there's a potential meiser etziche. So this hasra is sufficient to give him malchus if it does not end up to be a maisa retzich, it ends up to be a maisa chavole. Because musra ledovar choma, ve musra ledovar akal. I saw Nayelis HaShacha, he's ma'irer as follows. In every hasra, there are two chalokim. There's one chalik of the hasra that we tell the potential avarian that he's going to be nenash. If you do this, it's not a hefkevelt, you're going to be nenash. Now, in the chalik ha'oinish, we can understand very well this svarit. Musra ledover hachoma, ava musra ledover kal. He was warned of an oinish. And he was mater atzmei lemis. He said, afal pike. We only give a person an oinish if he's mater at, he knows what he's in for and he accepts it. So, if he was mater atzmei loinish chomo, so he was zicher mater atzmei loinish kal. That means an oinish kal will not hold him back from doing the avera he intends to do. So in the chelik ha'oinish of the hasra, we understand very well the svore that musra ledova chomo avi musra ledova rakal. But the yelis hashach is ma'irer, there's another chelik in hasra. There's a chelik in hasra that we tell him that the pula he's doing is not permissible. And Rashi in Shavuot says you have to tell him the Pasuk, you have to tell him that you're not allowed to do it. You have to tell him the Pasuk says you're not allowed to do it. So Memele, so that is a Hasra Mishlei Musa. He knows that this, the Torah asked it. He knows the Einish he'll get if he does it, and Afal Pikin, if he does do it, he gets the Einish. So the Yelis HaShacha asks, he was only told, he was musre, that retzich is also. He was never informed that chavola is also. No one spoke about chavola. The matzah shebemisa akos of medaba, he intended to give a zetz that would kill the person he wanted to hit. And he notzu anoshim, and lemaise, the chavola that he ended by making a maisa chavola. This chavola, he was never informed about this in Isra of Layosef. So why should the hasra help on Layosef? This avera was never mentioned. Dachsachmer, he means to answer, so we see from here, gewaldik echidish, if I know that the pula I'm doing involves Isser and Oynish, and I still do the Pu'ule, so even though I end up by doing a different Isser, but there's no Teretz. He knew it involves Isser and Oynish. God, he was under the impression it involved a bigger Isser and a bigger Oynish. But he knew that it involves Isser and Oynish, and he still did it, so that's raw, should help. Even though he ended up by doing a different Issa, which was not mentioned b'shas hasro. Let us see Rashi. B'matzi shebemise, shemiskaven ho yolo hulga, akosu medabe, d'chsi b'mosen yiyye, shemeisa isho v'nosato nefesh. V'af al pi shalei niskaven elo lechaveire, v'ashminon, the posig is telling us niskaven lari geze, v'hori geze chayi. If there was no asro, so then why do you kill him? Why is when the sata nefesh tachas nefesh? So kochoch, there was asro. And the Gemara held, musra ledovar chomel, mise, havi musra ledovar akal, shim yakenu v'lo yomus yuke. Vafilo hochi oma, so there was a asro for hako. Veloch yamarachmona dechi ein shom chiyev misa yeyonish tmei vlodis. Vahav agavdika hasro lemalkis, alme mishalem ve'ein eloikis. So this is the rayim that by chavole the loch is mishalem ve'ein eloikis. Let us see Taisvis. Elo pshito da asrube. And speaking about that there was Hasro, Valfal Pikain, he is Chayv Dmei Blogus. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, Heichi Mishale Moment, Afilu Ki Ein Osain, how does he pay Moment, or Kivin the Niskaven Larik, since the Pula that he had intentions to do was a Pula of Ritziche, Havale Reidev. So his action is an action of a roidev, umischayev benafshei, and a roidev is mischayev benafshei. That means that there's a mitzvah to kill a roidev. V'kimlei b'derabe minei. So Tosfos asks that dal the chiyuv chavole, which we are done over here. It's the Chiv Chavolef Malkis does not pater, but that Zicha, Misa Zicha paters for a moment, and this person, Bishas Hako is a Reidiv. So therefore, the Chiv Misa Alts Reidiv should pater him from the Dmei Blodus. So how do we understand the Parsha? Bishloima Sataisvis answers, Bishia Choylem Latziloi Be'echod Me'evor. But speaking about, that it is possible to be matzel the nirdof without killing the roidev. So then you have no right to kill the roidev. We could be matzel be'echad me'evor, v'achem rinem be'ben tzeret. This is a gemara zakash and a gemara zateres. The yelis ha'shacher is ma'irer, a beautiful ha'or over here. He asks as follows. For example, we have a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. Haredev acher chaveiro lahorgoi. I mean, let's say Reuven is chasing Shimon. Wants to kill Shimon. Vishiber kelim balichosoi. And while he was chasing Shimon, he breaks some kelim. So in this matzav of redife, he's a redev. And it's, there's a mitzvah lahorgoi. And he's breaking kelim. So here we have a ideal tzir of kimle b'darab b'nei. That means he's chayiv mise because of the maisa redife. He's chayiv moment for the shviras kelim. So there we have a case of kimle b'darab b'nei, which is poshet. Here he asks as follows. We have here a person that is in the process of, he wants to hit someone. He wants to give someone a zetz that is kedei lahomis. He wants to kill someone. So Kozman, he doesn't touch the isha, and will put everything in slow motion, and he's in the process of hitting her till he hits her. So this is a maiser ritziche. So that's 100% true. If it wouldn't be Yochel Atzil Be'echad Meivorev, so there's a mitzvah and anyone who sees him to go and kill him. So he's Chayiv Misa. That is till he hits the woman. Till he hits the woman, he's a Roidev and he's Chayiv Misa. Now, the minute he hits the woman, after she's hit already, so there's no mitzvah to kill him anymore. I mean, he's not, the dako is finished already. We're not up to a second dako. He's not doing a second dako. He hit the wrong person, Saivis. But I'll call upon him. Now he's not a roidev anymore. After he hits the woman, he's not a roidev. So it comes out, when is he chayev momen? The chayev momen is from the hako. When the hako is goyrem apole, the rege the hakos goyrem apola, that is mechayev momen. Now, in this rege of chiyev momen, there's no chiyev misa on him. That means the after he hits her, this hakos is not a maisa. We'll shoot him now. So what's gonna happen? I mean, does one have a right to shoot him now? The rege of the hakos. I mean, he won't, he's not interested in killing her. He did what he did already, and till he hit her, he was interested in killing. He was a retzeya. But the minute he hit her, so he's not a redev anymore. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Yelos HaShachar wants to answer, so we see a Meredik HaChiddush, that if there were a rega before the Chiyav moment, there was a Chiyav Misa, that's also called Kimlei B'darab Mina, even though it wasn't exactly synchronized at the same time. That means there was a Chiyav Misa Mutal on him, and then a second later there was Chala Chiyav moment. You also say Kimlei B'darab Mina. We had such a Svara in Taisvis before, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, but he says if that's Pshat, Sateisha should have brought a Raya from our Gemara. L'chayre, I'm just thinking, perhaps the Kash is not that Shvel. That means, let us say that if we could be Megashim, the Zets of the Makkah, let's say it's a impact of 10 pounds, and this impact of 10 pounds is Bekoyach Lahomis. So, could be the second he hits the ish, and that is Goyrem Hapole. Could be the Hapole comes after the impact of 5 pounds. That could be Goyrem the Hapole. That means his Zetz was an impact of 10 pounds. So if I would kill him now, Lemaise, there was an impact of 10 pounds, and it didn't kill her. Abba Lemaise, he's in the midst of a process of making a Akor Sheyesh Boy Kedei Lahomis. For some reason, she didn't die. Whatever the reason was, and she had the Ahila Gezeida that was Megan and or Chosrachmanala or some different reason. But we're talking about there was a Hakor Sheyesh Boy Kedei Lahomis. So could be, that means if we would slow down the situation, we would ask after the Hapola, or the Reg of Hapola, the Hapola could come from a smaller impact. And now, Mitzat his Hako, he's going further. Is he Mechuyev Misa now? So we should stop, he shouldn't go further, he shouldn't kill her. So L'chayre, he is still a Reide. The Redivit does not end with the Apole. It's very quick. The whole Maisa comes very quickly. But Lamaisa, there's different Zmanim in the Hakor. That he touches her and that the impact is Goyrem Apole. And then Mitzad, his impact, it would go further and be Hakor Sheyesh by Kedei Lahomis. So for some reason she didn't die. But it could be Bishatoi, there also was a Chiyev Reidef on him. So Al Koponim, we have here a Raya from the Pasuk, that we have here a case that there was Asroa Musra L'Dover Choma V'Musra L'Dover Akal, and you paid the Mevlodis, so we see that Chavola is unique, that it's Mamayne Mishalim Milke Loilok. Maskif lo ravashi, mi mai de musra le dover chomer havi musra le dover akal. You're bringing a raya with a yesod that asro with help for malchus. Who says? Dilma loy havi. Maybe the loch is not like that. Let us see Taisvis before we go further. Mimai the Musra Dava Chamava Musra Dava Kal Dilma Loy Havi. So Taisvis wants to explain, L'chayre, the logic is that he is Musra. What kind of a kash is Ravashi asking? He's not Musra. If this person was not daunted by an Einish Misa wouldn't prevent him from doing the Aveira. Ravad gives an Einish Malkis, but they cannot prevent him from doing the Aveira. So what's Pshat? So Taisus wanted to say, and Taisus says that's not Pshat. Ein loima. The time of Mishum Darigahu de Kibol Asro, the Nechele Lahoreg Almenas Sheyarig Soina, the Thomas Navshim Plishtemu de Koma. Abulay Nechele Lahakais Eschaveiroi Almenas Sheyilkuhu. So we could say, very good. Pshat is that everything is relative. That means Zichel, if he would be able to accomplish that his Sinai would get killed, so then it's worth everything to him. Thomas Navshi implished him. Then it's worthwhile that he should get killed also. That if he could have accomplished this, some Mela, so he was Mater Atzmaila Misa. But if he can't accomplish that the Chava gets killed, the only thing he can accomplish is that the Chava gets Azetz. For that, he's not Mucham to be Nilke. So that is Pshat, Musra Ledova Chomole, have a Musra Ledova Kal, because could be it's not worthwhile for him to get Malkus for the Aveira Kala. So Tosfos says that's not true. The Masnis and the Perkan is Rofem Diktoni, the Chayve Misish and his Arvu, Yodainu Bekala. Says over there, you had the people who were Chayiv Misa, Shenis Arvu. There were people that were Mechuyiv Amisa Kala. There were people that were Mechuyiv Amisa Chamura. And I don't know who's Mechuyiv what. Is Yodainu Bekala. So let's give all of them, but Al Kalponen, all of them are Mechuyiv Misa, so let's give all of them Amisa Kala. Vikoma bigmore, if you can give all of them a misa kala, shmamina musra ledova choma, ve musra ledova akal. So zaray, it's a musra ledova akal. Yeah, so over there, for hosam shite, the kiven de hisru boile skile, the kibel, koshkein shim hisru boi chene kaloise dovaratsma shoye mekabel, over there, it's the same Aveire. Over there, we're speaking about that he were masre him to do this Aveire, to give him an Einish Chamur, and he said, Afal Pikein. Now, if for this same Aveire, they'll give him an Einish Kal, do you ever have a meaning that that'll hold him back, the Einish Kal will hold him back? Eli Yeshleim, the Xeris HaKosavu, the Binish Yataratzma, Eloi, Samisa, Ben Kala, Ben Chamur. It's, the Gemara means to ask, could be it's a Xeris HaKos. Bekitza. We are in the middle of a Kasha and Rav Sheshe. Rav Sheshe, Berei de Ravidi had said, that from the Parsha of Chiyinotzu Anoshim V'nokvu Isha Horo, so there it is speaking about, Imosen Yeva Nosato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Was niskaven lari gazeh v'hor gazeh, so he's chayiv misa if he killed the isha. Now, Al Kochach is speaking about that there was asro. If there wouldn't be asro, you'd never kill him. So there was asro, and it says v'mlo yiyosayin. What will be if the isha will not get killed? Is he pays the mevlodis? The Gemara said. So the hasra for a davar chomo for a tziche, ziche is sufficient for a davar kal for malchus, whose mater atzmai lemisa chamurim, his ziche was mater atzmai lemisa kal. And so lechayre when he was neigiv the isha ahore and he did not kill her, so lechayre mitzad the hasra. Am Ritziche, automatically is Musra an Chavola. Fafal Pikein, it says that he pays the Mevlodos and does not get Malkus. So we see that by Chavola, the Loche is that Mamayne Mishale Milke Leiloki. So the Gemara is now a second Kasha. So the first Kasha was, could be Musra Ledova Chomel, they have a Musra Ledova Kal. Vim timtza loy mahavi, afilu you say musra ledova choma ava musra ledova kal, obimimai de misa chamur. How do you know that misa is more choma than malkis? Dilme malkis choma. Da omar Rav, Rav had said, il molei nogduo lechananye mishoel vazalye. If they would have beaten up Chananye mishoel vazalye, polchu letzalme. So we see Chananya, Mishael, Vazalya were mucham to let themselves get killed, not to be oivdei avoidei zore. Va'af al pi kein, the Gemara says, but if the price they would have to pay would be malchus, they would not be oimed b'nisoyim. They would have been oivdei avoidei zore. So we see that malchus is more chamor than mise. So memela, so your whole raya is bottle. You're telling me that they were musre. He was musre for mise. So he's zicha musre for malchus. Not zicha. He was mise. He was mataratz mele mise. Malchus. He wouldn't. Malchus is more chamor. So memela, he never was mekabel asra for malchus. So this is Rav Ashi's kasha. Amalei Rav Sama Breda Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi, v'omri lo Rav Sama Breda Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi. V'lo ishoni loch bein ha-kosha, yesh lo kitzvo la-kosha, ain lo kitzvo. That means, that is zicher malchus, zicher gringer, kill than mise. Ay, Rav said that Hananya Mishol Vazaya would not have been oimed by an einish of malchus, because they were speaking hakom she'ain lo kitzva, hakom she'ain lo kitzva is take could be more chomer than misa, but he was speaking about hakom she'yesh lo kitzva, and that is zicher kill me misa. Zok Rashi nogdu a yisurim bloishoni loch yisurei hamalchus hakom she'ain lo kitzvei. Avol malchus yesh lo kitzva arboim. This is something. It's painful, but it's there's a shear. Yeah. Let us see Taisvus. V'dilma malchus chamur. Avol motzi lishnuyei mistavre misa chamure. Shekein nitno la'anchi anidachas. Kedemrini bepek dal misis. The Gemara proves from that the oynish is a more chomodik oynish, because we see it's mamayna nova, so a male that's a very chomodik oynish, and we see we give them mises, al kaponim, we see that mises more chomod than malchus. Ilmolei nogdua lechananya mishol vazaya ave polchi letzalma. Teime, minolo. How do you know, how could you say such a thing? Damrinen baroye. Kshaytziyo Yisrabe Kive, Omar kol yomai hayisi mitztair al posuk zeh. Eimosa yovei liyodi vaykayemeno b'chol nafshecho. That means he was mispalol his whole life to be mekayem b'chol nafshecho. Alme, so we see from this gemore, mashmet de b'chol nafshecho, Mayri afilu hoyu miyaschem es ha'odom b'yisurim koshim dum yedara b'kive. Here they were soikim b'soroi, she'imisarkim b'soroi, b'misrikei barzo. The Talmidim said at Khan, and he said on this matzev of torture, he said, kol yomai ha'yisim mitzvair, the posik says b'chol nafshecho. So we see the posik is mechayev, a mise of torture. So torture is not a poita. That's kolul in the chiyuv of b'chol nafshecho. B'chol shkein l'negudi, savadi gevis, the einish of malchus, zichel one is mechuyev to let himself get hit, beaten up, in order not to din avodah zarah. If b'chol nafshecho is koilel afilu sirkim b'sorei b'misrikei barzo. That's Tais Viskashis. What is Pshat? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, da'isei tzelem lo'yhoya avedis keicho v'mamish. It wasn't avedis ore elo oya osui likvoid ha-melech. It was osui likvoid ha-melech. Va'af al pikein. There was a Kiddush Hashem involved by not being mishtachve to this tzelim, which was made l'kvoid ha-melech. U'kach mosu atzma l'mise. V'hainu d'chsiv le'lohoch les anon polchem. they told them, we will not worship your Avodah Zarah. Well, it's Lam Davo, the Akimis, Lay Nizkoit. Mashmesh Atzelem, Lay Hoya Taifis, Belahus. That there was no Elohus in the Tzelem. This was, you see, they split it up. There was Polchim Lelohoch, in Nizgoid Letzelem. So Memele, so Taisvis is answering as follows. That is 100% true. When it comes to the Shalish Averis, B'chol Nafshecho, then there's a Chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh, even it involves torture of any sort. But here, Bechlau, there wasn't a true Chiyuv. There was no Avodah Zarah over here. They wanted to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to be Moser Nefesh, on something which there was no Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh. So that, Rav said, so Misa, they were Muchen, to be Mevater Al Chayeim, they weren't muchan for negide, for torture. That's Taisvus Teref. For me, Taisvus is Ma'ira, that's very good, till the Lashon of our Gemara, me you polchu le tzalme, the Lashon of our Gemara shver, il mori nagdu lachanani mishol v'zai, if the Gemara would say, sogdu le tzalme, good, so my mail, that's exactly what Rabbi Netam said. They would have been mishtachibe. Mashmesh atzelmoy abeidus kechovim idakoma polchu. So Taisvis is ma'ira on the Loshen HaGemor. I'd like to mention a few nekudis on this Taisvis. Taisvis number one says that there was, in reality, there was not a true Avodah Zarah. I felt Pekin Hoyu by Kiddush Hashem. But there was a Kiddush Hashem. Lekach Mosru Atzmon Lemis. So, Lechere, on this Gufe, we could say two inyanim. Number one, we could say, there's a Machloikis, if there's no chiyuv of mesiris nefesh, is one permitted to be meiser nefesh? The Rambam says in Perikei Aloch Adalot in Hilchus Yisoidei HaTorah, kol mi shenema bo yaver bar yehoreg v'nerag v'loy ova hareze mischayiv b'nafshe. That's what the Rambam says. The Mishnah Melech brings down Taisvus Avodah Zarah is chaylik. Taisvus Avodah Zarah from Zainim at Beis is chaylik. Taisvus says, if you want to be machmel, it could be machmel. Yavir val yehorg means there's a heter, laver. If you want to be meisa nefesh, b'chol hakovet. So it could be Taisvus Lishitose over here. Taisvus Rabbi Netan made an akimtet speaking about it wasn't a true Avodah Zarah. There wasn't a chiyuv mesiris nefesh, but it seems that they were permitted to do it. So it could be that Taisvus Lishitose, Taisvus can make such an akimtet. The Nmuki Yosef in Sanhedrin says that it could be, I feel according to the Rambam, im hu adam gadol v'chosid yirei shemayim v'roye shadoir porutz pekach rashoi lekadish es Hashem. I feel according to the Rambam, Yosef says, and that's the maise, that's how the Rambam understood Hananya Mishael Vazarye. Mitoich shahoyu rubom toyim v'soivrim shahoysa avoyde zore hayekidish Hashem b'meshe osu. That's how the Muki Yosef says pshat. So it could be the way the Muki Yosef says that, so it could be that Taisvus Teretz
is, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that there are certain instances where there would be gewaldike teyeles. That means the hamoinam did not realize the heter involved, so there would be akidush Hashem b'meshos. But it's very interesting, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tes, L'chay, the Rambam, the Zichah did not learn like the Mekiyasev says. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tes, writes as follows, Shetzivonu l'kadish eshmoy, that's Kiddush Hashem. Kimoi, so when the Rambam is explains the mitzvah of a nigdashti, is marich, Kaddish Hashemoi v'nimse ratzmei l'misa, kimoi she'osu Hananya Mishael Vazarye, bizman Nebuchadnezzar Horosha, k'shetzivo l'ishtachveis l'tzelem, Vishtachvu kola hamoin v'gam klal Yisrael. Everyone bowed down to the tzelem. V'loi hoyu shom mekadesh em shemayim. There was no one in the world that was mekadesh em shemayim. Avol pochedu hakol v'hoysa boze chelpo l'chol Yisrael al asher ovdo zois ha-mitzvah miklolam. That means the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem became bottled. There was a Moirde Kepachat, and no one was Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem till Hananya Mishael Vazarya went and went Mekadesh Em Shemayim. Al Koponim, from the Rambam, we see if he's telling us he's telling us the mitzvah of Nigdashti, and this was the Maisa by Hananya Mishael Vazayu, Sabaistacho, it's not like the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mekki Yosef says, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that it could be that be a heter, according to the Rambam also, it wouldn't have been an Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam seems to hold that it was a Chiyuv Meikar Adin of Kiddush Em Shemayim, and no one was Mekadosh Em Shemayim till they came around. And the Etzem Kasha of Tosfos, the Yavit says a Yisaidis to Keteretz, Bemison Shita Mekebetzis, Tachsmet says the same Teretz. The Fahem for Tosfos Kasha, we see that in Bechol Nafshecha includes Afilu Solku Besorei B'masreikei Shel Barzo. So the Yavit says as follows. Yeshleima Srikis Besar Drabekive Hako Sheyeshlo Kitzvahi. That's called Hako Sheyeshlo Kitzvah Shreyetziyu Lahariga Oz. They went out to kill him, but they're going to torture him till he dies. But they intend to kill him. Avol nigudi de omar Rav Yaakov she'ein lo kitzve. V'rotzoloima she'imo yugoizrim al Hananya Mishael Vazarya rigem. Ela rak liyasram bakois retzuvis b'li kitzvom. Ad she'yavdu l'tzelem boifin sho Yisraim nimshochim lo yishov lo yem lemaim. So that's what he says. So that means the Rabbi Kiva Lamaise is Yisurim sheyemisenu. So there's so much that the body could be soivul. So that's also called. Eventually there's a kitzvah to this. It will end with misa. Masha'enkein here they had intentions to be agma speaking about yisurim shein lo kitzvah that would be without seeing an end. That Hananya Mishael Vazarya were not capable of being saved. Zogt die Gemara weiter. So we have here a raya from the parsha of the May Bloods. And we have a problem that this, that Mlayiya Osain, they were Musrala Malkis. The Noigif was Musrala Malkis, Fafal Pikain, Oneshe Onesh. So we see from here that Mamayne Mishalem Milke Loiloki. Maskiv lo Rav Yaakov Menahar Pocket, Honicha la Rabbono, the Omri Nefesh Mamish. According to the Rabbon and the whole Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, Niskaven, Lari Gezeva, Hore Geze, it's Nefesh, Mamesh, so then it's very good. So you have a Rai, so they were Muslim, the Mise, and automatically it's Musra Lamalkis. Ella Le Rebbe, the Omar Moment. Rabbi says, Niskaven Lari Gezeva, Hore Geze, does not mean you kill the Hore. Smomin, Maikala Meima. So then you don't have any Raya. Let us see Rashi. Ella Le Rebbe, Anich Le Rabbon and the Omri Bisanhedrin, Beilein and Ischof, Niskaven Lari Gezeva, Hore Geze, Chayev. Five in the Sata Nefesh, Mamish Komar. Islam Lamedic, Bukmikrovish Hisroboy. So then the Posek has to be speaking about that there was Hasro. Ula Melef, and then we can derive from this, Dafa Gavdi Ike Hasro, and Hasro helps Lagabi Malkus also. Yonish Moming Shain Shomis, El Ola Rebbe Doma Hosom Niskav Laiga Zevoiga Zeine Nere. Nevish tachas novish does not mean a regala misham d'mei yishol yershel imkain. Ef shaluk mikro b'sholoy yisro boy. So it could be the posik is speaking about. There wasn't any yasro. Umishimochi kiyein osin. So therefore, since there never was asro, kiyein osin mishalim d'mei vlodis. So that's why he paid d'mei vlodis. B'chiyesh osin mishalim d'mei yisho. Avul Asru Bey, but what if it was Asru Bey? Aimeloch Loike Veine Mishalem. And it could be Loike Veine Mishalem. So from Rashi it would seem that Rashi says, according to the Rabbonon, the Pasuk says, Nesato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, the Pasuk says, you killed the Noigif, so Al-Koch, there was Asro. And if we hold Muslo Dova Chama, a Muslo Dova Kao, so there was Asro for Chabola also. Bava P came, Mamayna Mishalem, so we see by Chabola, Mamayna Mishalem, Milkeloy Loki. But if you hold Nesat and Efesh Tachas Nefesh means moments I have no hechich whatsoever that there was Hasro. So Mamela it could be. So the whole din of Onesh Yonesh is without Hasro. With Hasro, it will be Take, then could be Take, they won't pay. Rabbi Kevege, Bachsam Rabbi Kevege, and Chedush Rabbi Kevege seems to say, he doesn't understand Rashi. He seems to assume for a Dover Poshet that according to Rebbe that holds Niskaven Lari Gezeh V'chovah Lezeh Ednel Har Gezeh V'hor Gezeh is Potter for Mise. So who had in by Chavole Niskaven Lachbe Lezeh V'chovah Lezeh is also Potter from the love of Chavole. That's Rabbi Kevege. So some emailers, Rabbi Kevege, as you don't have to make an akimte. The I feel there was a hasro. The hasro is worthless because he's not chayiv on the maisa chavola he had made. He's not chayiv malchus because just like by misa, he's not chayiv misa if it's niskaven larigazev horigazelit Rabbi. So then he's not Chayev Malkis. Not he's making it. Speaking about there wasn't Asra. I thought there was Asra. But there's no Chayev Malkis by Nischaven Lachbe Lezev Chavalasa. So there's no Malkis. So that's why this moment. That's what Rabbi Kevege says. I don't know Klor how he knows this, but Al Koponim, it seems that's what that's Rabbi Kevege's Kash and Rash. Al Koponim, So the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Mikel Amayme, Meichi Teise Chevel Veil Teshlumim Afkshe Hisro, by so how do you know when there was a Chiyav Malkis, that also there's a Din of Amayne Mishala? Ella, yeah, that's the Gemara's Kash, Ella Rabbi Lama Momin Meichel Amayme, Ella Oma Rav Yaakov Naharp Koit Mishmei Derov Mahoch. Im Yokim V'Yisalech B'chutz Al Mishantoi. The Pasuk is speaking about in Parshas Mishpotim, Chiriv Manoshim, Veike Ishes Re'eyu, V'nafala Mishkov, V'la Yomus, Im Niyokum V'Yisalech B'chutz Al Mishantoi, V'niko Hamak. So if he's able to walk, he's able to walk, he's completely cured, V'nika ha-maka. So then, the Pasuk tells us, we don't kill the maka. So the Gemara asks, what's pshat in this Pasuk? V'chisala al-daitcho, she-zeh mahalach b'shuk v'zeh nerak. What is pshat v'nika? That's poshet, v'ashtetzach, if he never died, if it was Bishalach Bashuk, Bechutz al Mishantai, so I need a posik to tell me that you won't kill the Makkah, there was no Maiser Etziche. Elo Malamed Shechayv Shenayis. No. The Vnika Makkah means that now we release him from prison. The minute he hit him, and like to just mention, the Rambam says as follows, that if he hit him, if it was a hako, she'en boy kedei lahomis, amdu l'chayim, him amdu l'chayim, that means he gave him a zetz, riv manoshim, v'hi k'ish eschayayu. So v'hi k'ish eschayayu, so that now they took this re'ayu who was hit, and they examined him, and Bezdin paskened, he's bruised, but amdu l'chaim. So then, if Bezdin paskens amdu l'chaim, so then Bezdin just takes the smake, he pays hey dvorim a guten tov. Not speaking about that nasugi. Im amdu l'mise, but Bezdin examined the muke, and Bezdin says it looks like he's going to die. So oisrim is a loshna rambam. Oisrim es hamake bebeis hasoyo. So we put him in prison. Miyad. Umamtinim loze. And we wait. We see what's going to happen. Deval, you're under custody. Imeis, if he dies, yehorik hamake. We'll kill him. Ve'im heikal v'nisrape refue shaleime. Mishalem heidvorim.
That is pshat and posik. V'niko ha-make, the v'niko ha-make is that this make that gave a hakor sheyesh boy kedei lohomitz, and it was amdu l'mise, and we put him in prison. But if im yokum v'salech b'chutz al mishantoi, v'niko ha-make, now we don't keep him there. Maybe let's see what happens. Now he's walking around. Let's see what happens in a year. No. If he's walking around, he's healthy now. The lady gets sick again and dies. Finished. Lamaise was im yokum v'salach b'chutz al mishantai. We release him from prison a guten tog, and he just pays the hedvar. El melamed shechayv shenayse v'imis kotlinele v'iloimis. Yeshivta yitain verape yerape. Hey chidomi. Now how's it speaking? Idoloi asrubei. So let's now learn pshan de parsha. When he hit him to begin with, amai miktol. So why do you kill him? Saying pshat that we put him in prison to hold him to see either we'll kill him or we'll see or we'll release him. How can you kill him? Helabshita da asrubei. Umusra ledova chomo. Musra ledova rakal. Omar Achmone Shifte Yitain Verape Yerape. So that's Pshat in the Posik. He gave him a Koshe Yeshboy Kedei Lahomis. And now we'll see what's going to happen. Will he die or won't he die? If he won't die, I'll call upon him. So it's muscha ledobo chama, but muscha ledobo kal. I would like to mention a shtickle ha'or I had. L'chayre, the way the Rambam says pshat, we have something very interesting. He gave him a ko sheyesh boi kadei lahomis, and lamaise, the posse, it could be he won't die. So l'chayre, well, we hold him in prison, we see what's going to happen. So why isn't this called ascha sofik? That means that after the zetz, before the zetz, what did the eidim tell him? The eidim tell him that he's giving a zetz yesh by kedei lahomis. So what do they tell him? They tell him what's going to happen. It's a suffix if lemaiser this is a maiser etzicha, not a maiser etzicha. So why isn't this called a slow suffix? Now, Dach Sechmir, we had in Yevomis, in Dach Pei, Taisvis asked a similar kasha. There it says that, if a person was 13 years old, he did not bring shtei saris, and he ate chaylev, and then later he brought simonis chises. So one man the yomah holds he's a godol mafrei and he gets malchus. That means eis shtei saris, the I havo shtei saris is a simin katnis if he's not a soris, I'm a mele, so he's a cotton. If he's a soris, so he becomes a godel, bishonim, without soris. So, if he ate chalev when he was 13, and later he brings him on his rises, so he's like a mafre. So Taisus says, sakasha, that's a srosophic. We don't know we have the faintest idea what's going to happen. Will he get Malchus? Is he Ivan Avera? He's not Ivan Avera. I mean, if he's a cotton, he's not Ivan Avera. If he's a god, he's Ivan Avera. I don't know what he is. So Taisus answers, Igoli Musala Mafreya Shaya Godlu Bishah Sasro. So Taisus says, Enchanami Bishat, I didn't know, but now I know. And as long as I know now, that's called Asros Vat. You don't have to know. This is a measure of the Kazakh. He cause, if a person is a Sufik ben Teisha, Larishina ben Sheva, Lachoin, he doesn't know who his father is, and he hits both of them. So I don't know which Ako was a Maisa Vera. I don't know. Bishas Maisa, and I'll never know. So Memele, so that's called Asros Sufik. I don't know if this Avera, this Avera. So Mamela, that's called Asrosophic. But over here, Bishatai, I didn't know. Maybe you're a Godel, maybe you're a Kotel. We'll find out. We'll find out what you are. We'll find out what you are, if you are a Godel or a Kotel later. We'll find out, and in 5 years, we'll find out. But I'll call upon him, so this isn't called Asrosophic. Now, L'chayre, if he gave a hakor sheyesh by kedei lahomis, could be that the person won't die. This cheshbonus, he's extra strong. He is bezunderes chusim. So that's a sofik. I don't know. That means like this. Just like the soris bashamayim, they know he's a god who's not. We don't know. So I don't know. You gave a hakor sheyesh by kedei lahomis. If so mitzad your maisa, this is a maisa retziche. If you'll be matzliach with your retziche, you won't be matzliach. That's oimed lizbarer. So, but if he does die, is he golem muslim afreya? That you made a maisa retziche, that was maimis. So memel, that's a kol, that's rosofi. I'll call upon him. Let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that that's pshat and posik. The pshat and posik is that v'nika hamake from chavisha. And al kochoch, and either will kill him or will, if he's mesalach b'chutza, then will v'nika hamake, and then he pays eidvorim. But there was a hasro al kochoch, if this one side that we kill him. She's the last rabbi. Musru davar chomo, musru davar akal. Vomarach mona shivte yitim rapi yirapi. Maski vlora avashi mimai de musru davar chomo ve musru davar akal. Dilma loy havi. Vim tims loy mahavi. Mai de misa chmu. Dilma malkas chomo. Doma ravi lay el moli nagdu lachanani mishol vazalye. Polchu le tzalme. Oma loy rav sama barei de ravasi le ravashi, vomro le rav sama barei de ravashi le ravashi, loy shom li loch bein akoshe yesh lo kitzvo, lakoshe ein lo kitzvo, maskiv lo rav mori. Fine, so my mele, so the second kashe is not a kashe. Maskiv lo rav mori, mi maide be meizid veniko miktolo. Dilmo be shoigig veniko migolis kashe. How do you know that this parsha is speaking about mezid? And then it's muchach that there was hasrom. It's v'nika miktol if he was a mezid. Maybe the parsha is speaking about b'shoigik and it's chayv shemoisit to see if he goes to golus. But there was no hasrom. So if there's no hasrom, so you have no raya from this parsha. That mamayne mishal milke loy loki. Let us see Rashi. Al Mishanti, kidam kaming na boy shav le kaychay le son erish. Al malamet shachayv shnaisay. Le nema mikra zel lamdach dehech di kol v'loy meis. Benafal amishkav yach b'shuas amako beveis asur. We imprison him. At shenirim yokum ishalach b'chutz oz v'nika make. Michlad ad hashta le yotza midei bezn elo nechbash. V'maisi katlina le. Given the amret choyfshin, mechlal de imayis nizik atlinele lai, di lab lektola lamay chavshinele. Ludova chomo misa dova kal malkes la yosef da choyva vule meis. Vama rachmone. Lehecha de loe meis, if he did not die, di ke momen a malkes, nida be mom, doch si vishifta yite. Mimay da hai vehi ke ishes reo be meis, it kam ishtoi. Vahai v'nika di yalfina minei chavisha v'nika miktola koma. The mashma minei di imayis katlina lei v'alkochem behisroboi. Dilma b'shaigik b'shtoi. V'loi hisroboi. There was no asro. V'chavisha lav liktola v'nika nami lav miktola elo migolos. Dori miklot. V'chavisha lafina minei legolos koma. That means the shaila is, do we send him to Golas? Shemochi, kiniko, migolas, yishalem moment. If he doesn't die, then he pays moment. If he dies, he goes into Golas. Avleiche, da asre be'ein meloch, techilei mayis loike be'einei mishal. Now, the Shita Mekobetzes asks a very pertinent question on this okimte of Rav Mori, that it's speaking about Bishoigig. She says that's beautiful. In the Gemara, it's beautiful, but how do you learn Chumash? It says, V'chi yirivon anoshim, V'hika ish esreyeyu, Shoyem iskavin lahakye, some amela, so V'chi yirivon anoshim, and then he goes into Golis. This person is a kovel amazed. He doesn't go into Golos. How could you say pshat and posik? That's speaking about a shoygik, and we put him in prison. And this person, a person, even a noshim v'hika ishes reyeh, such a person doesn't go into Golos. There was no asro. This is kovel amazed. So how could you say it's speaking about Golos? So the Shita Mekevetzah says a moira deke rebbe shetaych and posik. Like to be moistif on nekude. V'chi yiriv on anoshim. There were two people fighting. V'hi ko ish esrei eyu. Shohoyo miskaven lahakos chaveroi. V'hi ko rei eyu ho'iva bineyam. These two people that were fighting. V'chi yiriv on anoshim. And the friend of his came by, he wanted to stop the fight, he saw it's an Eretz de Maisa, so he came in between, he throws and then he wanted to hit the Chaveira, he hit Reyeu. So that's an emes the Shoigig. Nebuch, he died. So he goes into Golis. The Eitzel Chaveira, Yoye Shoigig, Korv Lemezit, by the Chava. Avol Eitzel Zehu Shoigig Gomo. Him, he was a Shoigig Gomo. Now, I just like to be Moira, and really I saw the Magi and the Ritva also asks Kematis Kasha on the Ritva. The Ritva also seems to say this to Ritz. The Rambam Perikvov Alochi Yud Mehuchas Chetzayach says Afilu Niskavin Larig Eze Vohorag Eze is potter from Golis because he's called amazing. A person who wants to discover Larig Eze is Memele, so he doesn't go to Golas. He killed the wrong person, Abach, but such a person is called Memele. That's Shita Sarambam. Al Kaponim, the Shita Baista, he's not like the Rambam. And that is a Chi of Golas. We're speaking about Golas. So let us see Taisvis. Duma b'shoigik v'nika mi Golas. Taimu l'ri. Heichi shayich Golas imeis acher shechavshu beizo shloisha yomim. How can you say the Pasuk is speaking about Golas? אמרינו במי שאוך סי, שוחק בו שניים או רויב שניים, if a person went and was שחתד תוסמונם או רויב of תוסמונם, הרי זה אין הגוילה. Doesn't go on Golas, תחשין אין שם הרוח בלבלתוי. We're afraid that maybe his pula of שחיתה was not the final cause of Yenem's Miseh, maybe a ruach was geirem or memayer the mise, so he wasn't the 100% cause of the mise. The time, and what is pshat in this halacha? The time of the gabi golus ashken mili tuve the potter. We find many pturim of golus kegoin derech aliyah. Gabi Misa in Chilik ben Dacharil, Dacharid, Ochinami Gabi Golas, Binin Shiyomus Miyat, Kursiva Yipololo Vayomus, Mashme Miyat. So this Gzeres HaKosim that you need, and as a spontaneous Misa, this is Alochin Golas. Bavol Gav, the Gabi Misa, Namik Siv Maki Ish Vameis, but here Chazal understood it can't be Vameis Miyat, because, the ruach was memayer the misa, but he's zicher aritzayach. But by Golas, Chazal understood that here the posuk v'yomis is coming to tell us that you need meis miyat. Al koponim. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that if he doesn't die spontaneously, so the halacha is that he doesn't go into Golas. Now here it says Venofal Mishkov, so he didn't die right away. We're waiting, we're watching. So how can you say speaking about Golas? Beishloima Sotaisva says Tutarutzim, the Mashkachas Lobe Beisa, the Shisha. That means if there was a house made out of marble that no winds could come in, Vleichashin Shemaruach Bilbal, to get him reading in Hosam. So it's Shayach Hastis that there should be a matzav that we don't, that even though he didn't die right away, there's no suffix that he's the sole cause of the misa. Inami, dafke b'shochet b'yreif shnaim, cheshin eshem aruach bilbaltoi, debekal aruach mevalboloi, avu b'shar chavoloi, sein aruach mazik holkach, shechen lishmer yofa mi bilbaruach lichrech al makesh shemdovo. He says, only by Shchita, there's a suffix that the Ruach can be memayer the Misa, but by other Hakois, you could prevent that the Ruach should interfere and be memayer the Misa. Fine. So, Bekitzer, so it's possible, one of these two Akimtis, and so Mamela is Chayiv Golas, even though it was Leimeis Miyad. Vim Toimel. Heichi metukim kro b'shoigik. How could you set sign the posuk by shoigik? Uksiv sheves b'kro. The posuk says you give sheves hakshiv tayitain u b'shoigik lo mechayiv. כנמרינם בספר קצת הרגל, נאמר במפצת החספוץ, הלחייב על השויגי כמייזד נזק. נזק יש חייב שויגי כמייזד, אבל לא ידע לדבור. So ממילא, so how can you say the posuk is a give Shabbos? So Shabbos has to be speaking about that it wasn't shoygi. And so and then if he dies, how could he go into Golus? Golus is only by shoygi. So it's a very shveru kimte. Agav uche, Rashi says, Mesechtes bo bekame daf chavob. Rashi says, how do we know that Shabbos is potter by shoygi? So Rashi says, Rashi says about Bekame as follows. Rashi says, it says, V'chi Yerivon Anoshim. Mashme Meizid Eishoigi Korav LeMeizid. That's what Rashi says. Mechayvi dal dvom eloi meizid doi korv le meizid. Dum yidechi yerivon anosh. So the way Rashi says, I zich appreciate ois veskashe, I says, yichi yerivon anoshim is a hagdome to parche Shabbos, you need either meizid doi korv le meizid. So how could you say it's speaking about shoygi? Vi yeshloima de mashkachas lo bohysev le retzua achas, dama ba meniach de goyle. Vim loy meis chayev bedalad vorm, loy domi l'shar shoygik. So Taisva said, it's speaking about a case of hoysev loy retzua achas umeis, that the Gemara says goyla yodi. Now, let's just say, first of all, the case. The Gemara Naminiach speaks about a case, a shliach bezden, a shoyter, that was mamuna to be malke, chayvi malkes, he was Meisav Ritzua Achas. So the Gemara says that speaking about Toa Dain Negufe, the Dain made a tois. The Dain, he's taking orders. He's Mevatel Datoi Ledas Hadayonim, and the Hadayonim made a mistake. They told them to give another Zetz. They didn't hold Cheshbon, and then he said, give a Zetz. He gives a Zetz. In Lamaisa, that Zetz was, there was no, it was a Heisofe. So the, Shliach who killed him, he was a Shoigig. He goes and goes. That's not called a Shoigig, a Kol of the Meizid, that's called a Shoigig. So, that's a Gemori goes and goes. Now, Taisva says, V'loi, V'chaye V'dalet Dvorim, V'loi Domi L'shar Shoigig. This is not doima l'shar shaygi. Now, I think that Taisus did not learn pshat like Rashi. If the choymer of Shabbos is, because says v'chi yiriv manoshim, the way Rashi says, need meizid or korev lemeizid, so how could you say in this case that he's chayiv Shabbos? I mean, how could it be, this wasn't amazing. The Gemara said if it's korev lemeizid, he wouldn't go in Golus. So it's talking about that Toa Daine Gufe. So why is he's not amazing? He's not a Kovel amazing. So it's not like the Chiyirivon Anoshim. So why is he Chayev Shevis? That's the Mitosis learned different than Rashi. Tosis, I think, learned that the normal case of Golus is that Shaygik, he was a yar, and he was chopping wood, and then from the chopping, someone got killed. He had no intentions of doing what he was doing. It was any miskaven. So Dachsmit Taisvis learns that by the parsha of Shevis, you need miskaven to do what you're doing. Vehika, he wanted to hit him. So I think that's how Taisus understood. So here he had kavona to hit him. He didn't have intentions or anything wrong, but he had kavona to hit him. I think that's how Taisus understood. So memele, so even though by a posha to shoygik, he's potter, that means a shoygik with that's ain't a miskaven, I think Taisus understood, but a shoygik of miskaven, he's chayiv. As he backs him, that's pshat and Taisus. Now we have to understand Taisus is, how this is,
how we fit this into the Pasuk, I haven't the faintest idea. That means we're saying pshat in the Pasuk, bishloim, mean the sheet of Mekibet said in Rashi, vikishas reyehu, premise that the reyehu came in between them and he got hit by mistake. Tosfos is saying it's speaking about, in that case it was unintentionally, didn't want to hit the reyehu. So, but here it's speaking about Hosef, Hosef Leiratzu Achas or Meis. I don't know how this fits into the Pasuk. Now, this is another few Kimtis. Oikigen Shenichtas Lachnusa Shal Nagel Beshus, that a person went into the Chnusa of a Nagel, the Buchachosim Lapov de Shaykh Begolis, Fidale Dvorim. Oy nofum in a gag beruach metzuye, the chai bedalad vorm, klo mesoy perikei to the regli, za pesheya, he knew that this could happen, a ruach metzuye, u mistavre di meis de goyle, it's not called korv la meizid. Boy, de efshed ave shoygik ala mise u meizid ala chabol. I think Tosfos means in this last teretz, that is a shoygik ala mise, he did not know that tzako she yesh boy kadei lahomis. He wanted to give him a zet, but he didn't want, he had no intentions of killing him, that means, so that's why, so that's called a shoygik that goes in golis. Afal pikein, he's chayiv b'shevis.